Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you. It's now time to talk Donovan West boys basketball with head coach David Johnson. Last year, Donovan West, a solid campaign, and you bring back several guys from last year, coach. So first off, we'll start here, though. How are the first couple weeks of practice going? How are the guys doing?
For the most part, pretty good. We've Beepers and one senior that was out last year medically, so we've got five seniors, one junior. No sophomores and three freshmen, so we have nine total, but that doesn't indicate the amount of effort and practice ability we've had early on. So I've been pleasantly surprised with the work ethic, and which, you know, our kids know our program and know how things are done, so it's kind of it's been good so far to see the, especially bringing the other guys, the freshmen in, and knowing that the freshmen are going to have to play for us to have a chance to be successful this year. And they, these kids do a lot on and off the court together, which is not always the case in a lot of schools.
You need to bring back some solid guys that have had pretty good varsity experience the last couple of years. One of those, Creighton Johnson, he's had quite a bit of experience. He's a two-year starter. A guy like Trent Spiker, he's been in a lot of big games as well. What are your expectations from especially those couple guys? From their leadership standpoint, what are you expecting from them this year?
Well, it's like any team. I expect our expectations are high. We expect to be and play as one of the top teams in the TVL, and that's easy to say and tough to do. So our league's always, as it always is, teams are loaded. Creighton was fortunate enough or unfortunate enough to have to play because they didn't have a lot of guys when he was a sophomore, and same way with Trent, and same way with Brock Leatherman, who's also a senior, and Cole Franken, and then Hunter Smith. So a lot of those guys got thrown in, and especially played in, as freshmen when it was a bad situation, and after I had stepped down, and it was not a good year for those guys for what was going on. And then to come back the following year and to come back and take over as sophomores. And again, we had no senior leadership, and we were juniors and sophomores at that time. So they've really kind of tried to battle. And sometimes, like we talk about a lot in our program, our win-loss record will not be an indicator of how good or how poor we are. You can't in the TVL. You know, obviously, we want to win every game. You try to go out and play, but our league's a monster, and, you know, if people think that, you know, they're playing, which I think that's kind of the consensus in the league when they play Donovan West, that they've probably got an easy one, and we hope we try and change that narrative.
Yeah, I know that you've had a style of play the last couple of years as well with not having many as far as big men, essentially, that you really like to get up and down the floor. Is that pretty much the same case this year? Just try to play good defense, get out and run a little bit?
Well, it kind of depends on who you talk to. We've been accused of slowing it down, and we're not a lot of fun to watch. And so, you know, obviously it starts on the defensive end with us. We're going to try and, you know, play as hard and be as smart as we can defensively. We try and limit, you know, easy shots. It's tough to do, again, because we don't have a lot of size. I say that. Creighton's grown. He's about 6'4 right now, and he was 6 foot last year, and Trent's around 6'2, 6'3. But after that, we kind of drop off a little. Kelby Wimbeyer is another post for us as a freshman. We'll have to kind of grow up awful fast. So the key will just be for us is whether or not, you know, I want to run. I mean, I've always wanted to run. I'm, you know, sometimes we like to be a curveball in a fastball league. So, you know, we'll adjust kind of as the season goes along to what we are and what I think we can be. And I guess that's part of coaching. You know, sometimes your style and the way you want to play has got to change with what your personnel is. So it'll be interesting to see. It's never easy in our league, and that's the thing that makes it tough, because people get caught up in records, and that's not always the case for the team you're playing.
Yeah, and you look ahead here to start this season, you know, you've got a couple of tough ones right off the bat. Axtell predicted to be one of the better teams in the league here this year coming up tomorrow night. Then you've got Riverside next Tuesday. That's a team that's coming off a berth in the sub-state championship game. So just what are your expectations for either guys here in these first couple of games? I mean, you know you're going to see some mistakes, but just overall, what do you want to see?
Well, obviously playing Axtell, did they win a state football title? Is that correct? I'm not sure on that. But, yep, pretty sure they did, so obviously, they're coming off of that, one or two in the league, and then they're picked that high in the state. So, obviously, they've got a lot of expectations and probably should be expected to play at that level. And then Hanover's in there, too, as a one top seed in Division Two, and then you got Troy, and you got Frankfurt and Centralia, and so, you know, and we're picked as one of the bottom four teams in the league. So our expectations is just, you know, early on is just trying to develop some chemistry, and a lot of these guys have played together, so that'll be good, and hopefully we don't get blown out at Axel because they're loaded. Probably got the best player in the league in Deltwar. I know they got the tallest player in the league, and Owen Strothman, who can block the sun. So, and then Riverside's athletic and has always presented a lot of problems for us. And then you got an Oskaloosa team the following Friday. So it's never easy. Our schedule never is. But we kind of like that too, because that's the way kind of life is. You just got to buckle down and get after it, and no excuses.
Well, Coach, so I look forward to seeing what your guys can accomplish here this year, and look forward to hearing from you throughout the season as well. But, hey, good luck these first couple of games. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you for taking the time.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Thank you. David Johnson, head coach of the Donovan West Boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.